You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The rich don't tell people what they know. One of my best friends just sold his business for $2 billion. And I asked him to come and speak at my company. He says, no, they don't want to tell people what they do. So there is a rich dad. When I asked him if he would help me, he says, no. My poor dad wanted me to be a pilot, fly for the airlines, and be an employee. And I went, I don't want to do that. So I asked my rich dad, what should I do? And he was my best friend's father. I want to be an entrepreneur like him and an investor. He says, you have to learn how to sell. Now, this is the interesting thing, Vlad. My poor dad and my family, because they're all PhDs, right, teachers, they thought salesmen were the scum of the earth. My rich dad said to me, you have to get a job in sales. And I said, I don't want to learn how to sell. I don't want to sell. You know, tell me something. Tell me what I can do. Go back to school. He says, you have to sell. And finally, rich dad said to me, he says, because I was arguing, he says, Robert, how's your sex life? I looked at my rich dad and I said, I don't have a sex life. Because you can't sell, you idiot. So with that, I went against, again, my poor dad's wishes, you know, PhD, Stanford, University of Chicago, Northwestern, and I got hired by Xerox to learn how to sell. And so again, my poor dad was all upset because I became a salesman.
So you're working at Xerox, and then at age 30, back in 77, you decided to start your first company,
right,
which was called Rippers.
Right.
So what happened with this first company?
Well, it was wasn't my first company, but when I was at the Academy in New York and thinking my first venture, I'm still at Xerox, and I figured, what's my first product? And my friends and I said, well, that wallet you carry is kind of interesting. And it was a crude little wallet. So we took that wallet to Korea. We had them make them, and we imported them back to the States. We were very, very successful. So the wallets were taking off all over the world, and I was out of money. We couldn't supply the demand. You know, it takes a lot of money to buy inventory. So we're out of wallets, and then my CFO at the time, I didn't trust the guy, but anyway, because he was willing to work for basically for free, his name was Stanley. So he said, raise some money. So I raised another $100,000 from my poor dad. He's a good guy, my dad was. He says, if this is what you want to do, be an entrepreneur, I'll support you. Rich dad turned me down. He says, why should I give you money? Because you're an idiot. You have a bunch of crooks as partners, which was true. And he says, I'm not going to help you. My poor dad did. So I gave the check to my CFO, Stanley. And I said, Stanley, will this solve the problem? And he spouses, yes, it will. And it did solve the problem. His problem. He took that check, cashed it, and paid off his investors. So I was out of money. I sold all my investors, including my poor dad, and we went down. And so that was one of the first lessons kind of I learned about real life is you got to be careful who you do business with. And just because a guy's a CPA and another guy's got his MBA doesn't mean they're honest people. And that's really one of the hardest things I had to learn is.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A college degree doesn't mean you're honest. And the whole business went down because Stanley ran off with the money.
Okay, and you filed for bankruptcy?
No, I never did.
Oh, you never did. Okay.
But the experience was good because I learned a lot. And from there, went back to real estate, started making my money back there. I paid off my father. It was one of the best lessons I ever had, Vlad.
Okay, so you leave Xerox in 1978 at age 31.
Yeah.
And then by 1980, you started another company where you were licensing heavy metal rock band t-shirts.
Yeah.
And you used the money from this company to start investing in stocks and real estate?
I never invest in stocks. I don't trust the stock. I don't trust the stock market. You can. I'm not saying don't do it. I just don't trust them. So I like real estate because I'm the investor. I don't need to trust anybody else. So anyway, the point is on that... I got into heavy metal simply because there was this company called 98 Rock in Honolulu. And I got into 98 Rock. We took that brand worldwide. And then a band called Pink Floyd called me. And the rock bands contacted me. And therefore, there was another band called Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Van Halen, Boy George, and The Police. Same problem, too much success. We couldn't finance the inventory. You know what I mean? It's success is not easy. And again, it was another lesson, but thank God I had the lessons before that. And that's and it's just been one big experience to keep learning.
Well, then by 1985, the Rock T-shirt company went under as well. And you're 39 years old at this point.
No, it didn't really go under. I just got kind of tired of it. And what I was starting to do was teach at that time. And so all through my life, I studied Bucky Fuller. And he got to me. One day I was teaching, and I was with him at a seminar. He asked the question, he says, what does God want you to do? He says, all of us are born with a purpose in life. He says, what does God want you to do? And he got to me, if you know what I mean. And I said, well, we don't teach money at school, and I think I do understand about money now. And with that point, I started to teach entrepreneurship for free in Hawaii. And I was just teaching games via games, encouraging people to make mistakes and how to learn from your mistakes. So that was the process. It wasn't about me getting smarter, making them smarter. It was basically teaching them how to make mistakes and get the principles. You know, like if you're a baby and you fall down, you learn something. So my biggest lessons was learning from people I thought were smarter than me, like the accountants and the attorneys. And they turned out to be crooks. Do you know what I mean? It was my lesson because I thought, like my poor dad was a PhD, I should listen to him, but he was poor. But people listen to poor people, if you know what I mean. And so that teaching in Hawaii wound up to be Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I just told the story of two dads, and that became my one supposed to do.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.